Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The group trying to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy yesterday submitted just over 49,000 petition signatures to the Division of Elections for review. The total is 20,000 names more than required to apply for a recall. According to a post by the group Recall Dunleavy, it's now up to the state to review the signatures and approve or deny the legal grounds for the recall application. A release from the Division of Elections says it is requesting the Department of Law complete the legal review in 60 days. The state superior court must also issue a ruling on the recall application. If the application is approved, Recall Dunleavy organizers will have to start gathering signatures again. The threshold for getting the question on the ballot is more than 71,000 names. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced yesterday that millions of square miles of water in the Pacific Ocean are heating up. KMXT's Kavitha George has more.
This new warming trend in the Pacific started in mid-June. Ocean surface temperatures are up 2 to 3 degrees, which doesn't sound like much, but when we're talking about the ocean, it's enough to call a heat wave. NOAA oceanographer Andrew Lysing was on a call Thursday with reporters talking about the heat wave.
This current event that we're seeing right now ends up being the second largest marine heat wave that we have seen since 1981. And the only thing that's been bigger has been that, you know, what we call the blob of 2014-2015.
Both the blob and the current heat wave stand out as outliers, according to Lysing, both in size and strength. According to NOAA researcher Nathan Mantua, North Pacific waters were already a whole degree Celsius above normal due to climate change. And now this marine heat wave is making things worse, especially in places like the Bering Sea and the Arctic.
Alaska has had its own heat wave for months, all year. It started long before this West Coast event.
It's too early to know what the impacts on marine ecosystems will be. But the last blob provides something of a roadmap for what we might see, like an increase in harmful algal blooms or a repeat of disastrously low salmon returns. It took several months to build, but researchers like Mantua still think it's possible that the heat wave will dissipate quickly before having a severe effect on the ecosystem. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.
A Sterling man linked by DNA evidence to a 2001 rape is being extradited to Alaska to face charges. According to a release from Alaska State Troopers, 57-year-old Carmen Daniel Perzigino Jr. was indicted in March by a Kenai grand jury on sexual assault and kidnapping charges related to a January 20, 2001 incident in Sterling. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.